walking around your own community and found yourself saying just one too many times?
Poop again!
I really hope my brother's listening right now because he would love that I played that clip. It's poop again from one of my all-time favorite movies, Billy Madison. We have a problem in a lot of communities across not only this province, but this country, this continent, dare I say, where there are pet owners who love their pets, who care for their pets very well, but do not pick up after their dogs when they poop out and about. And there's nothing more frustrating, especially in these summer months when maybe you're walking around in flip-flops and all sorts of stuff can get between your toes. So a lot of people have thought for many, many years how we can get rid of this poop problem. Maybe you've seen the movie Envy with Ben Stiller and Jack Black, where the friends come up with this product called the Vaporizer that you basically spray on the poop and it just vaporizes. That didn't work out too well. Well, a company from the United States that is expanding now across Canada may have the solution for you. And joining me on the line right now to talk about it is Gary Brattimore, the Canadian representative of a company called Poo Prints. And there is science involved in this, folks. There is community building involved in this. There's so much. But Gary, I just want to start out by welcoming you to the Evan Bray Show. And I'm going to turn the mic over to you to tell me exactly what Poo Prints is.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you, Gary, for the opportunity to say poop on the radio several times today.
Yes. Well, I will say, having been the Canadian representative for Poo Prints Canada since 2016, it's been quite entertaining.
Yes.
As far as introductions and so forth.
So, I bet. So how does this work?
So, very simple, just a little background. I mean, Poo Prints, yes, did originate in Knoxville, Tennessee in 2008.
Hmm.
And so it's been around for a while, and I picked it up and started welcoming it across Canada, I guess, or introducing it across Canada since 2016.
Hmm.
So very simple process, and we've certainly streamlined it over the years. We have an online registration link for our properties, whether it be a condominium or an apartment community. They essentially make a pet rule that makes it mandatory for every dog to register their DNA and pay for the one-time kit. Now, how that process works is based on our chain of custody to make sure we are, or someone is cheek swabbing the correct dog. The pet owner makes an appointment with the property manager or concierge or what have you. They bring their dog down. The concierge or property staff hands the DNA cheek swab kit to the pet owner, and the pet owner simply cheek swabs. They're just trying to capture some saliva and so forth that would have DNA on it, and they give it back to the property staff. Property staff sends it down to our Knoxville, Tennessee lab, and within roughly a week and a half or two, we are able to extract DNA specific to that dog.
Hmm.
So this is not a breed test or anything, although we do have those services available. This is particularly for managing pet waste, and the DNA is specific to that dog. And so we have what we call the back-end kit. So that's the front-end kit. We have the back-end kit, which is our waste collection kit. And again, heaven forbid, somebody does not pick up after their pet, obviously.
Heaven forbid. Who would ever do that, Gary?
Who would ever do that? That's the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into some of the details and some of the crazy things that I've seen across the country. But, you know, the maintenance crew, unfortunately, has to go out and pick it up, clean it up, et cetera. So they take a piece of it. Believe it or not, DNA is on the outside of waste. So they put it in our kit, our proprietary bottle, shake it up, send it down to our lab. Within 2 weeks, we provide a 3-page document that will show all the 16 markers and locations, and we can tell exactly what dog and what pet owner it belongs to.
OMG, Gary Brattimore.
Yeah.
OMG. Gee, okay, so how popular has this been in Canada? And what about here in Saskatchewan? Are people actually using this service? Like, are property managers actually picking up poop outside of apartment buildings or condos or whatever and packaging it up and sending it down to Tennessee for DNA testing?
Well, they use our kits to do that, which, you know, it has everything from gloves to you name it.
Yep.
At the end of the day, they have to clean it up.
Yes.
I mean, and I know that everyone thinks that, you know, waste is just in, you know, on lawns and so forth. And when you start looking at the apartment and condo communities that have anywhere from, you know, three or four levels to, you know, we have some condos that have 38 stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we have heard stories, everything from people throwing it off their balconies, found in stairwells, parking garages, the mail area, you name it, it's all over. And unfortunately, and we're big promoters and advocates of being pet friendly. That's why we have the service. And it's unfortunate that this is why property management firms and landlords do not want to accept pets, is because of this. And so, it's not just out on the lawn. It's found everywhere in multi-communities.
I was sharing with you offline. My husband and I used to live in one of those buildings. It was like 38 or something ridiculous stories high. And not a week could go by that there wasn't a notice put in the elevator saying a reminder to pet owners to, if your pet defecates in the hallway or in the elevator, to clean up after yourself. And I'm like, who is doing this and not having their pets clean up after them? And so as a resident, I would love to move into a building knowing that pet owners are actually held to account for this sort of thing. So what sort of pickup have you had since 2016 when you brought it to Canada, Gary?
We are a privately held company and so forth, hard on the numbers, but we now, between the U.S. and Canada, and now we have an operation, as I mentioned to you earlier, in Mexico as well, we have over 1.2 million dogs in our World Pet Registry right now.
Wow.
We manage between Canada and the U.S. and hopefully more in Mexico soon, but we have over 10,000 apartment and condominium communities presently using the PooPrint system. As I mentioned to you, we do have some properties in Regina, but the majority of our communities are in Ontario, Manitoba. We have loads in Alberta and BC. In fact, I think one of the article that was written was from a pet owner, believe it or not, a dog owner, that was living in one of our PooPrints communities, Citygate. Was it Citygate?
Out on Vancouver Island, right?
Yeah, on Vancouver, Victoria.
Yes.
And with High Street Communities. So, and it was really interesting, the article, because it did come from an actual dog owner who was seemed to be very pleased with the registration, because she's not had experienced it with her dog, Daisy, in other communities. And what she noticed the most is that there is no unscooped pet waste in her community. And that's what the program's all about.
Yes.
It's not about fines and penalties and so forth. And believe it or not, our studies show that it has nothing to do with the monetary cost of a fine or a penalty. It is the embarrassment of being caught. And so when when people ask me, like, how many waste collection kits are actually sent, and it depends on the community and it depends when they started and so forth and how long they've been in, but 96%, still to this day, 96% of all of our communities in Canada, I can't speak for the U.S., have never had to send in a waste collection kit.
Wow.
Because, of course, because of the deterrent. Like, residents know they have to pick up.
So and I just want to reintroduce you for anybody who's just stepped into their car, Gary. Gary Brad'Amour is the Canadian representative of PooPrints, which essentially your building, your community, even your municipality could sign on so that if you get a dog, you need to agree to have that dog's cheek swabbed. Their DNA is sent down to a facility in Tennessee. And if your dog poops and you don't pick up after your dog and your property manager sends that little waste sample down to Tennessee and it comes back to you, you might be in big trouble. But so, Gary, I wonder, how successful has it been? I know that could speak to the success that most communities have never had to send in a waste collection kit. But do you have any numbers of like how has poop gone down completely in most communities? Or what do you hear back from your customers?
Every single one of our communities. In fact, initially when the when it's introduced to the community, and even before people start registering their dogs, it's like night and day. Wow. It changes the entire culture because there is no question. And of course, you know, a lot of it is our marketing within the community to let people know, you know, simple things like, hey, accidents happen in pet-friendly communities. But it is the responsibility of the owner to clean it up. Mm-hmm. And so you can't just walk away. And with this particular thing, pet waste, you know, it's hard. I mean, people know not to stand in front of the camera and not pick up their waste. So it's very difficult to find these people. So in this particular case, there's no question whatsoever they will be caught. And so as soon as the introduction of our program is in place, everyone starts picking up.
Gary, when I come home and I find a quote-unquote accident, I've stopped calling my dogs accidents. I say, she's had some intentionals. These were intentionals that happened here. Gary, I wonder about the price tag. So if I'm moving into a condo community that requires me to sign up for this, how much is it going to cost me? And then how much is it going to cost the property management company to send down those samples, should they have samples to send down to Tennessee?
The list price of the front end cheek swab kit is $97. Sorry, mm-hmm. And the waste collection kit is $149.
Okay, and yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and of course, by the time that waste collection kit goes through, that is what is part of the fine or penalty. That is applied to the culprit.
Okay. What if I move into one condo community, Gary? I pay the $97 and then I move to another condo community and they want me to do it again. Do I need to pay again, or does my dog's DNA stay in that system?
So all dogs' DNA stay in the property account where they were registered, and there is zero cost to transfer to a new community.
Okay.
So that is for the lifetime of their dog, which can range between 15 and, you know, 18 years. It is transferable to any food transfer community or using our services anywhere in the world.
All right, Gary, how do people sign up for this? And like, what if somebody just wants to bring it to their neighborhood? Can they do that, or does it need to be a condo management, apartment management? Who do you want to hear from on this?
Well, we want to hear from anybody who wants to curb the challenges of unscooped pet waste in their community. As I mentioned, I think we're offline at the time, but yes, we have been contacted by various municipalities. We do have municipalities and private parks and public parks that are using our services in the U.S. As well as campgrounds, RVs, marinas, and so forth. But in Canada, predominantly, it's condominium and strata corporations, HOAs, and apartments, and they can go to pooprints.ca or reach out to us at hello@pooprints.ca, and we'd happy to give some information.
Oh, I love it. What a great job you have, Gary. All right, Gary Brattimore.
I appreciate that.
The stories you must have. All right, Gary, enjoy the rest of your summer, and thank you for bringing Poo Prints to us today.
Thank you so much for the invite. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Yeah, if you have found yourself saying too many times, oh, it didn't play. I thought it would play, but if you have found yourself saying,
it's poop again.
Oh, there we go. It's poop again. And you just want to find a solution for all those pesky dog owners that don't clean up after their poop. Pooprints, POOPRINTS.ca. Or you can send them an email, hello@pooprints.ca. I'd want to hear from you on this. Would you hand over your dog's DNA to help keep your neighborhood clean? Give me a call. Send me a text message. 1-877-332-8255. 1-877-332-8255. You are listening to The Evan Bray Show. I'm Tamara Cherry on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.